si za svjetlo, da spremi Gospodinu narod priprava.
Elizabeti se navršilo vrijeme da rodi i porodi sina.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy towards her. They rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth were opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew, became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel.
Svoga javnog nastupa pred Izraelom. Riječ Gospodnja.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Braćo i sestre,
brothers and sisters, when people celebrate birthday of someone who is a great man, of someone who with his life and with his deeds did so much for the mankind, they're not interested as much in the exact circumstances of his birth or the situation in the family where he was born or the social circumstances in which his parents lived. The only thing they're interested in is the later life of this person and something that he remained famous for if he did not enrich the lives of the others with his life, no one would be celebrating his birthday. Perhaps in no other case this can be applied as much as in the case of the birth of Saint John the Baptist. Luke, evangelist, at the time of his birth, he is looking from some kind of 80 years distance. He knows very well the importance and the greatness of the role that God had for this special man. He knows how convincing John's life was in the service of this role, and he knows about the strength of the witness that he gave for the greater than he was, who is coming after him, and to whom he, according to his own recognition, is not even worthy to untie his shoelaces. Luke speaks about John's birth as one could speak of the birth of any Jewish child back in those days. He speaks about the joy that his relatives and friends had with John's happy parents. He speaks about the circumcision that was prescribed for every male child and about the selection of the name that the dedication should be given to that child. But here, all of this has its background in the long history of salvation that God achieves in His chosen people. That is why joy because of John's birth is the beginning of far greater messianic joy, because God finally visited His people. Usually we say that the great times are giving great people. When we speak about great times, these are the times of the great tribulations, the times when the old ways of life prove to be wasted, prove to be no longer in use, when one feels need for something new and for something different. Great people are considered to be those who know how to recognize these signs of the time and who are bold enough to respond to those in the right way. There's no doubt that the time that with his birth and later life was marked by John the Baptist was special, because this time was the borderline. It was the borderline between time and the history of salvation. This was the time when God started to accomplish his promises, the promises that he gave long ago to the prophets, and when God started to bring foundations to the new salvation history that is in the sign of the grace and of the Holy Spirit, and no longer in the sign of the law of Moses. This was the time when the Old and the New Testament started, the New Covenant started, the time when St. John the Baptist, to the whole world of God, to the whole people of God, not just individuals, he gives them determining invitation to conversion, so people, along with pagans, would achieve new God's people, the Church. Before we turn to the person of John the Baptist, it is necessary to say something else about the terms great time and great people. Holy Bible, at every page, witnesses to us how, in the perception of the greatness, God's and human logics are very much different. The greatest person from the Old Testament who gave the news for his people, the one who professed new future that God was preparing to his people, Prophet Isaiah, does not announce someone who was mighty, someone who was exalted, someone who was great in words and in acts, but he speaks about a servant. Isaiah brings the word that God directs immediately, indirectly to him, to his prophet, but in him he is looking at his whole people, and particularly the one who shall be born in the future through the body of that people, and who, with his teaching, with his life, with death and resurrection, shall redeem you, God's people, from all of the people and all of the languages. You are my servant Israel, in whom I shall be glorified, God says to the prophet Isaiah. And after the prophet sincerely acknowledged to him his own inability to do what God wants him to do, even greater promises comes and says, it is too little for you to be the servant, but I shall place you to be the light to people, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Only a few chapters later on, brothers and sisters, in the book of Isaiah, before us, what comes out is this mysterious image of the servant of God, with even greater characteristics of the servant who suffers, who was despised from all, who was taken as a lamb to be slaughtered, but he consciously takes sins of the others on himself, and he willingly suffers for them. This word of the prophet starts to be achieved and accomplished in the moment when St. John the Baptist, in the first encounter with Jesus, points a finger at him and says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the same as if when he said, behold, the servant of God, because in the Aramean language that both John and Jesus spoke, the same word is servant and a lamb. Now, let us go back to the baptism of John that we celebrate. There's nothing great in the human terms there, On the contrary, with the birth, what is already connected to suffering, the suffering that from the beginning follows every servant of God. Job's father, Zechariah, for a while, because of the lack of his faith, he was mute. He was not able to speak. He suffered a lot, and the neighbors were asking in fear, what shall be with this child? God's act always causes certain confusion, exactly because it always works in a different way than the expectations of the people, because his almighty power is clothed with the hand of lack of power. John was born from the woman who was infertile thanks to miraculous God act, and God determines and even decides his name, that means God had mercy. This mercy does not only refer to the grace given to his parents who were infertile, but to the fact that his father Zechariah began to speak, but it goes far further. With John's birth, what started to be accomplished was God's mercy to his own people, because he was sent to be the herald of the one that prophets announced as the Savior that people were waiting for. As he matured, John felt that God had a special plan with him, but he does not still know what kind of plan is that. That is why he goes to the desert. He goes to the desert where he prayed, where he fasted, and then he goes before people as the convincing image of the prophet with the strong invitation to conversion, as he announces the one who is greater than he was. We could say that the splendorous moments of John's life were when Jesus recognized, when he said that there was no one born of a woman who was greater than John the Baptist. These were the words of Jesus. What is the greatness of John if he, in those moments when Jesus said these words, was in Herod's prison, and if he was even not certain about what he said before about Jesus professing him as the one who was greater than he was? So he said to two of his disciples that he would hear from Jesus whether he was the one or he was not the one. Exactly through that prison and through his death as martyr, John accomplished what was described from Isaiah, servant of the Lord, who in greater amount will be accomplished by Jesus when he dies on the cross. This is the greatness that with human perception of greatness has nothing in common. But this is the greatness where only God can be glorified. Brothers and sisters, to speak about the serving in our time is not very modern. The ideal that a modern person stands for today's time is contained in the words freedom, independence, self-accomplishing. These words are in the complete opposition with servant and with serving. Who today is prepared to be a servant to someone? I'm convinced that many young people do not even know the meaning of these words. Yet, this is the ideal of Christian life, life that clearly comes from the words of Jesus. What he said about himself when he said, Son of Man did not come to serve that they served to him, but he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for the others. Based on that, there's a clear demand to his disciples who discussed about who was the greatest when he said to them, he who wishes to be the first, may he be the last from all and servant to everyone. Already before Jesus, his mother made serving the program of her life when at God's invitation through the angel she responded, Behold, the humble servant of the Lord. For 37 years, she in this parish has been proving that she still stands in the service of salvation of the mankind, inviting us persistently that we may be the ones who will be her witnesses and her apostles. In doing so, today's time is showing characteristics of John's time. There's less and less reasons There are less and less reasons for some kind of safety of life, and particularly for the genuine joy of life. People have nothing to lean on, because what is lacking is right and righteousness, and what is all over the world is corruption and the power of the stronger one. Today, the one who is smart and honorable in life does not succeed, but those who have better positions. That is why less and less people have optimism and hope when looking into the future. And there are more and more those who are worried, even hopeless. Always there were rare, great, and exceptional people who, just like St. John the Baptist, the great scene of the world, were able to change and move something significantly. Therefore, while we long for these people, there is a very important question to each one of us. How much in me there is Spirit of John? How much in my life there is his perseverance and his determining attitude, fervor for God and his kingdom? For John, Jesus said that he is not the reed that the wind is blowing away. Could he say something similar for me, for you? Am I strong in my attitudes, in my Christian conviction, in my human honesty? St. John invites each one of us that we may give our prophetic contribution to the improvement of this world. Therefore, let us accept his invitation to conversion. Let us start bringing fruits worthy of conversion. Amen.